human cow! The village is on fire! Please, save us!
Ah, we've only rolled a one, mate.
A giant frog says, if he licks your back, you'll turn into a wonderful princess. What would you do?
What
should
I do?
It's just you and this giant frog.
It's just me and
you. You're
frog.
In like a, in my mind, you're in like a thicket.
Yes. Yeah.
And the way it talks is like, if you lick my back, you'll turn into a princess.
So if I lick his back or if he licks my back?
If he licks your back.
Because it's that the reversal
sorry.
Of the classic.
Yeah.
Lick
yeah.
a frog and it turns into a princess.
He's like, if I lick your back, you'll turn into a princess.
Because normally it's always lick a frog and it will turn into a princess.
Well, I'm an unconventional frog.
Okay. So we're doing
it's the law in the first place doesn't make any sense. So
I don't understand.
You know, don't throw your logic around here. So the princess licks the frog. That makes sense.
Yeah.
But apparently, I mean, if you think about it, I'm licking you with my giant froggy tongue.
Yeah.
I'm covering you in my my princess chemicals.
I'm concerned. I don't get what's in this for you. I'm suspicious.
Is
this part of a drugs deal?
I was cursed.
You're cursed.
Yeah.
To lick people? Or
well, curses are normally ironic.
Yeah.
Aren't they? So, if I lick people, they turn into a princess.
Yeah.
I used to go around licking princesses.
Okay.
And then I'd write there.
Turn into a double princess.
And I'd write, no, this was when I was a man.
Oh, okay.
You know, like the Michelin spotting books?
Yeah.
Where you'd like, tick, like, I've seen a dreadful accident.
Yeah.
That's like 300 points.
Some of those, though, would be really, like, obscure. Like, it would be like, I've seen a 50-mile-an-hour road sign.
Yeah.
I've seen a sign saying there were services. And a volcano. Like, no, I've seen a volcano. I'm just driving around in East Anglia.
I would love to write those books and just, like, fill it up with really, really easy ones. And then the last one would be a volcano.
Yeah, dinosaur didn't appear on a man.
So, I had one of those books.
Yeah.
And I was ticking off the princesses. And then I licked a magical princess, and she turned me into a frog.
Into a frog and said, now, if you lick someone's back, they'll turn into a princess.
Well, the problem was that she was going to do the conventional thing.
Yeah.
She was like, look, I'm going to turn you into a frog,
yeah.
But if a princess licks you,
yeah.
I was like, isn't it kiss normally? She's shut up. If a princess licks you,
yeah.
you'll turn back to yourself.
Yeah.
And I went, that's a bit cliched. So, brought it on myself.
So there's no way for you to ever turn back into yourself?
No.
But, I mean...
I tried to go back and explain it to her, but when you're a 6-foot giant frog, people don't really want to listen.
Yeah, well, I mean, the question I'm asking myself is, do I want to be a princess?
We're all princesses, in a way.
Okay, you're not. Aren't we? Well, in which case, I wouldn't bother with your deal.
Do
you have to pay for this?
No. No payment.
What do I get? What else do I get with it? Because I'm assuming I'll turn into a beautiful princess.
What do you mean, what else do you get with it?
I
lick your back, you turn into a princess. I'm just asking, it's a casual question. Do you want to be a bloody princess?
I'm quite indecisive.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, it makes more... I don't know where my accent's going. It's all over the place. I'm going to stick with this one now. You know, normally, if you're a girl and I come up to you and I say, if I lick you, you turn into a princess, you go, great, I'll still be a woman, but now I'll have lineage.
Yeah, okay.
But it's a bit weirder that I'm asking you, Mr. Holland, with your beard.
I'm quite indecisive about these things. I'd get confused choosing toothpaste and then deciding whether I want to be a princess or not. What about this guy? Can I be a princess, please?
Yeah. No, I'm not doing him.
Oh. Go on, he seemed really keen.
He's a bit weird. I don't want him going around telling people I licked his back.
I want to be a princess, so I'm not going to bother now.
So would you do it?
Would I become a princess?
I mean, the question as well is, what is a princess?
Yeah.
I mean, would it just be you in a dress?
I don't know if you heard, he got a bit uppity when I started asking him other questions.
Yeah.
I was asking
that's true.
To start pontificating about...
This is you on the phone to me now.
Yeah, what's the frog saying?
Yeah, the frog's sitting there going, I can hear you.
You've put him on speakerphone. Should I listen?
Yeah. I don't know how you've got reception.
What is a princess?
Look, I can't make any decisions without my iPhone. Or your generation.
That's it, I'm not going to do it then.
Yeah, I think that's fair enough. I think that frog is off his nut.
It's mental.
Yeah. I think he's bored of being a frog. He's just trying to go around and be a weirdo.
don't think he's a frog. I'm concerned about him. If you met a horse and it nibbled on your ear, you would turn into a stallion.
Turn into a stallion.
And then you could run free with it.
I thought you were going to say turn into a king, and I would definitely do that.
Okay, well, I changed it. But you'd be the king of the horses.
Yeah. That would be awesome, wouldn't it? To be the king of the horses. I presume that you could just sort of call horses.
Yeah.
And then they would arrive. I mean, you wouldn't get much taxation out of a horse.
The problem is, the way that the country is sort of designed at the moment, it's very difficult for horses to get to you.
Yeah.
It's not like you're living in the plains of, the old plains.
Yeah.
Where horses roamed.
I think you'd have to move to the country to be the king of the horses.
Would you rather be the king of the horses or a man or half man, half horse?
Oh, definitely the king of the horses.
Okay.
I think, be a half man, half horse, depending on which way around it is.
It's the idea is you'd just be bigger and you'd be sort of hairy like a horse, but you'd be shaped like a man, but you'd have a horse's head.
Yeah.
And be furry and muscly like a muscly horse.
You'd
have hands instead of hooves, but you'd have hooves on your feet, but hands.
Yeah, no, well. I think you'd get a bit of modelling work, but I think life would be a bit awkward.
Okay.
You'd end up like that frog.
Yeah,
I'm not even convinced. I'm not even convinced that frog. Anything happens if he licks your back, because he's just a bored giant frog.
Yeah.
he heard a fairy tale once, got it all backwards,
and he wasn't paying attention.
I don't think things rule.
I'll be a princess.
The thing I guess though, if you are the king of the horses, you could be a brilliant horse trainer.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant, like in the circus, because you could do all sorts of things with horses.
Are you imagining that you are a horse who is king of the horses, or that you're?
No,
you,
I'm like a man.
Okay, you're a man who is king of the horses. Yeah, no, that is cool.
And I could, I don't know. You could get them to you could get a load of horses, and then get a camera above them.
Yeah.
And then you could get them to spell things out.
Right.
Because that's all I can think of.
That's the best use you can think of for horses.
Yeah. That's my go-to.
Thousands of years.
That's my go-to.
Thousands of years to humanity using horses for a variety of things. And you're like, imagine the sentences you could construct with horses.
To be honest, I'm amazed that I exist, because my lineage back in caveman times, when given the first axe, just laid them all out into various shapes.
What is an axe? Yeah. Try to spell it out.
Everyone else was out there hunting, mammoths, and we were making amusing shapes with axes.
Get confused choosing toothpaste. Jay, that we should invent a new computer game for as yet untouched markets, groups of people who don't yet have computer games aimed at them.
Okay, I thought you were going to say people who don't have computers.
No.
I was going to say that is a big dream.
That is a really big gamble. Thanks for coming into the marketing meeting, Alex Birding. Who doesn't play enough video games yet? People with no computers, it's flogging into them.
Yeah.
Ornithologists.
Yeah.
They could have a computer game. There's no ornithology computer games, are there?
No. I mean, what would it... That ornithologist game, to me, I'm starting to think Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
Collecting them all.
So if you don't collect them, you just watch them.
Yeah, you just
and
watch
it's
them.
It's all about, packing the right binoculars and then going and then getting a great photo of a grouse.
Yes.
Just as it flies over. And there's a lot of, it takes about... There's 3 hours, for one session... You basically spend 3 hours just sat in one place, watching, checking, is that one?
Yeah.
Is that stork? Was that maybe a...
But you've got to make sure, for the challenge of the game, you've got to make sure that you, eat your sandwiches at the right time.
Mm, yeah.
Because if you eat your sandwiches too early, can't stay out that long.
And a big, thing comes up on screen, you just missed three signets.
Yeah. Well, a guy runs out of a bush...
Yeah.
And he tells you what you missed.
Yeah.
It's I hate it when you play Batman, the new Arkham City game.
And you miss three signets.
When you miss three signets, he's banging on. He's banged on at you. I'm chill out, I'm Batman. Batman's got other things to do. No, what happens in Batman is when you die, one of the bad guys comes on the screen and always says something along the lines of now you don't feel so good. And it's always the same thing.
Yeah.
And I just find that really annoying because you're dead.
Yeah.
So, I'm just this isn't you know, who talks to a dead guy?
Yeah, that's not affected me.
No. So I think that should go into our game.
Okay, yeah.
Because it's rubbish.
No, because there'd be another ornithologist who'd be your, like, arch rival.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I get such good eyes.
And because it's a game, like, we need it to be a bit more ramped up. You know, like, Grand Theft Auto is a very popular game because it ramps up the violence and the driving. So I think there should be things like really big robins.
Yeah.
Like robins that are like the size of bears. They're just popping around.
And that is blood down the front.
Yeah, it's just popping around. And if you see a robin, then, you know,
bonus points.
You have to be a bit careful as well, because the robins, they might come after you.
And also the hide that you stay in to watch actually turns into a mech warrior. When it, like, stands up on legs, and then you have to fight a robin.
Yeah. And because the robins are really angry about being, like, overly associated with Christmas.
Yeah.
Because they're like, you know, we exist all times of the year.
Yeah, we're around all year, man.
You know, we're not creatures.
I think robins lose their red chest over the summer.
Do they really?
I think so.
Okay, well, in that case, they don't really have any reason to. Because if you're going to wear a Christmas jumper,
then
you should suck it up, mate.
Yeah. Great photo of a grouse. Less well-known crime-fighting squads.
Yeah.
Right, I've come up with the Dusters, the Gardeners, and Window Patrol.
None of those fight crime.
They do.
The Dusters are clearly concentrated on dust.
No, they want to fight crime, but the idea is they haven't quite managed to get the same acclaim that other
junior groups. Okay, so they're like a group.
So they're like, there's a guy who's called Polish.
Yeah.
But he's just Polish.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then there's a guy who's the sort of main guy, and he's like Duster Man.
One of your cleaners is Polish.
Yeah.
That's a bit.
Well, no, it's just
a bit risky, isn't it?
There's Polish. They're from,
so it's Holland and
place.
Cal. It's, that was Holland speaking.
But there's someone from France. There's a guy from Texas.
Nice. Okay, yeah.
It's the
I like the idea of a guy from Texas. I'm going to clean it up.
Power of the Dusters. That's not him speaking. That's the French guy.
Can I just check, though? If they're all cleaners, did they first form as a regular cleaning group, and then they realised because of their, possibly because of the variety of people in the group, they realised that they could go on to fight crime.
Yeah.
Oh, they've got powers.
Yeah. Like,
oh,
Polish,
shit.
Who's Polish.
Yeah.
He's Polish. He can polish stuff just with his hands.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
And the Duster can make dusters fly out of his hands.
Yeah. So
he can throw it, like, you know, he can sort of throw it in people's faces, and they're like, oh, I'm covered with a duster, I can't see where I'm going.
Yeah. So my supervillain group of the unnecessarily sarcastic men, they're in a bank, right?
Yeah.
And they're, like, sticking up the bank sarcastically.
Yeah.
So they're in there going, ooh, money, yeah, we really need money. Bits of paper with words on. Yeah, that's really
important.
Do you want
me important. To put the money in a bag? No, I want you to put it on your head and then do a dance for me.
Yeah,
I'm
just putting a gun in your face for no reason. I'm really bad at being sarcastic.
You're not, you're struggling.
In real life, I'm quite good at being sarcastic in a hypothetical situation.
It's because you set them up too high, because they're a supervillain group and you're not going to be so good at being sarcastic.
Yeah, okay, I'll start again. So they're in the bank, pointing their guns at people. Yeah, your one was
like
great.
Like a security guard comes in, like, oh, I'm really scared of a security guard.
Oh.
You were quite camp as well.
Yeah, look at you with your security guard outfit on. I'm glad that we all know who you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, Barry.
We like your hat. Mm. It's a shit hat.
Yeah.
Barry's just like, well, I'm not going to defend the bank then, if that's how it's going to be.
And then suddenly the alarm's like, woo, woo, and they're like, oh, look at that flashy alarm, how original.
Yeah, you're getting the hang of this.
Yeah.
Dusters come in.
Yeah, I'm the one guy in the group. I'm the new guy in the group who's not very good at sarcasm. Marginal sarcasm, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm really pleased we added you into the group.
Yeah, that's the reason
I'm trying
there.
My best. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, so they're doing that. Meanwhile,
Polish slides in. That's the thing,
Polish,
he slides everywhere.
Polish,
he's polishing surfaces.
Cool, he slides in across the floor, making the bank floor really, really, really clean.
Really,
and then, you know, obviously one of the sarcastic guys is like, oh, that's dangerous.
Always starts with
them. Oh, isn't that going to be scary? I'm really scared.
Yeah. And as he's saying that, a duster flies into his face.
Duster goes in his face, slips on the floor, knocks him out.
Yeah.
Blood pours out of his head.
Yeah.
Stops breathing.
Yeah.
All the others are like,
oh, well done.
Yeah.
Now we're a man down. Oh, yeah. I'm really happy about that.
Yeah, good clean-up job, Mr. Polish. Putting the blood everywhere.
And then the other dusty guy comes in who's called the Mop.
Yeah.
And that's because he looks a bit like a mop.
And he's got a mop haircut.
Yeah.
He's got a big mop.
And he has a mop, but instead of the sort of usual moppy end, it's got blades hidden in the mop bit.
Oh, shit.
Which is really dangerous.
I don't think you can call yourself the Mop and have
blades.
Razor blade dreadlocks. I mean, he's going to be...
Not in his head. Like, he's got,
I mean, he's razor dread.
Well.
That sounds like something out of 2000 AD.
But then he's not allowed in the dusters. Dread. If he razor dread, would be in another cooler group, but he couldn't get in there, so he had to go into the dusters.
It's because, his hair really is moppy. Yeah. He could never get the dreads down.
Yeah, it's not dreads. It's definitely a mop.
Yeah, and I can't remember what the question was. But I was enjoying that.
We were just talking about less well-known crime fighting squads. I wonder if you had any ideas.
Because
you've got the sarcastic, overly sarcastic supervillain.
I've got the overly sarcastic supervillains. I think I would have... I quite like the idea of one superhero who is Mr. Enthusiastic.
Yeah.
And he's just really enthusiastic. So he runs in because, he didn't get a call from the cleaning guys, but he's sure they meant to call him.
Yeah,
He was like, oh, they definitely meant to, and so he slides in and then slips on the floor first thing, and he's like, whoa, good job, Mr. Polish. Hey! Someone's died. Oh, that affirms my feelings of life, doesn't it? Does everyone else feel, I mean, it's a tragedy, but I suddenly feel more happy to be alive.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's a lovely thing that he's done there, bleeding on my shoes. Oh, look, the red on my shoes looks great.
Oh, yeah, that's so lovely. Yeah. Oh. Well, I'm really glad you're here.
Oh, I love your sarcasm. It's really funny.
You're really funny.
And then he just punches one of the sarcastic guys like really hard in the face.
He's properly built as well.
Yeah, yeah. Because he's a proper superhero and his face just explodes. Yeah. Like the skull shatters and the brain just... splats on the wall behind him, and he goes, well, that was a good job, wasn't it, guys? Right, who's next? And then one of the sarcastic guys is like, well, I'd love it to be me. So he smashes him in the face. He just explodes all over the wall.
Wow.
He goes, this is great, isn't it, guys? And the other sarcastic guy goes, yeah, I'm having a whale of a time. And he kicks him in the balls and his balls fire out of his cranium.
Wow, it's really violent, Mr. Enthusiast.
Yeah, yeah. Well, no, he's a proper superhero. But because, you think about it, I think that makes sense as a character, because if you're just enthusiastic about everything, you'd be enthusiastic about violence.
Mm.
You just, you know.
Yeah, you're really
and,
into it.
You know, and clearly he's got a sense of morality, but that's been, I guess, maybe he isn't, though. Maybe he isn't even a superhero. I mean, if he's Mr. Enthusiastic and he's enthusiastic about everything, he'd be enthusiastic about, thieving.
But he'd also be enthusiastic about peace and...
So how does that work?
So he's neutral, basically. He's neutral either way.
So maybe he just likes Miss Polish.
Yeah.
I think he's got a bit of a thing for him.
It's a good guy, isn't
it? And Mr. Enthusiastic's bald.
Yeah.
And he thinks, if I can hang out Mr. Polish, he could make my head...
Polish my head.
...look incredible.
Shine.
Yeah, I mean, he likes it now. Mm. It looks good now. He's enthusiastic about it now. But imagine if every day... Mr. Polish, they get up, they have toast together, and then Mr. Polish just gives a little rub, and his head is like a Fabergé egg.
Yeah, and he's also really enthusiastic about dusting, like having a clean house.
But the only thing is that he's never really had a film, because when they get to the bit in the film where the superhero is alone and they have to sort of reflect, he's really excited about being alone.
Just super enthusiastic about it all.
And he's just like, well, here we are. All my friends have died.
Yeah.
Makes me feel good I'm here. And it just wasn't quite as good as Batman being like, oh, I lost my dad and my mum.
There's no emotional journey there, is there?
Oh, dear.
He's just constantly on a high.
Yeah.
He sounds like the most terrifying person.
Because if you put Mr. Enthusiastic in Batman, Batman's story of, his parents being killed in front of him, and you put Mr. Enthusiastic there, he'd just be there clapping.
Yeah.
Going, oh my God, my parents have died. I've learned an incredibly valuable lesson.
That was
and now
such a good shot.
This would be a defining moment in my life.
Yeah.
I miss my parents, but they were wonderful, so that was great. And any superhero... I think you put Mr. Enthusiastic in, it becomes instantly much creepier.
He sounds like a psychopath.
Yeah.
And this conversation right now is happening by me and you whilst the bank heist is going on around
us. People have their heads smashed.
Mr. Enthusiastic turns around and goes, guys, this is a really great commentary. And we go, thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Enthusiastic.
Share our podcast.
Yeah.
What he does is he kills everyone else.
Right.
And then he flies out the roof and he flies to Apple headquarters and he rips out the hard drive with our podcast on.
Yeah.
And he just throws it across America into a million different pieces.
Wow. Is that helping us?
No, not at all.
Really
counter. But he does get a bit overexcited at times. Yeah. And he doesn't really understand modern technology.
Yeah.
So
too enthusiastic.
Yeah.
We have nightmares about it.
The drum and bass ghost! And that's not a setup.
Yeah.
But I was just thinking, like, if you could see any... Like, I was thinking, like, you know, ghosts are always, like, Victorians.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's, you know, that's fine. Like, obviously, in Ghostland, Victorians are pretty trendy. Like, you die, and you're wearing your
rough or whatever.
Your threadless t-shirts and your chinos, and they go, whoa!
Yeah.
Ooh, where's your Jacobean rough, mate?
Yeah, okay.
You know, you're never going to get any of the ghost women.
That's an interesting idea. So it's not that ghosts all die, that ghosts, that people just assume they're Victorian. It's that's just the coolest fashion
just,
in ghost world.
Yeah, and also, like, people, they resist it.
Mm.
You know, they're like, I like my baseball caps.
Yeah.
But sort of 3 millennia in, you think, I'm going to put on a cloak.
I'm going to put a cloak on, some boots.
Yeah, I mean, and I think maybe the longer you're a ghost, the more cliched you almost become. You know, you get into the sheets.
Eventually you go to... That's probably, like, the oldest ghost do that. And then, because you start to go back and you get into a suit of armour.
Yeah, because, like, when you're a new ghost, you're probably just sort of hanging out, being a bit cool, a bit hipster, you know, you're just, like, hanging around in the house that you died in, smoking. The only really ghosty thing you do is, like, switch the radio to Morrissey.
Mm.
And like, after, like, a few millennia of being ignored, you just think, well, I'm going to switch my game up.
Yeah.
So that's when you, like, put the Jacobean rough on. Because you just realise that you're being ignored. You know, but most people can't see ghosts.
Yeah.
So... But my question was, like, what, like, if you could be any type of ghost, if you could see any type of ghost,
mm-hmm.
or, like, be any type of ghost, doesn't really matter, however you want to take it, what would it be? Like, any...
If I could meet any ghost.
Like,
be a ghost.
Like, I guess meet, like, because I'm thinking, like, my idea of, like, the cool ghost I'd quite like to meet.
Yeah.
Would be, like, I quite like the idea of, like, the World War II pilot.
Okay,
you get those in stories. And I'd quite like the idea of, like, one hanging out and being like, I was flying the blinds.
So this is like if you had, like, sidekick. You're a ghost sidekick.
Well, yeah, it's just a ghost, you know.
Yeah, just you know. It comes around with you.
Yeah, but it can be from anywhere. It could be a Zulu warrior, you know, and he tells you stories about hunting lions.
Yeah,
the
pilot one's quite good. I would quite like a medieval knight, would be like.
I'm going to roll a dice and see if you get one. That's a one, so you don't get one.
Don't get medieval knights. It's got to be above three. I've got to move on to another type of ghost.
The medieval knights aren't that interested in you.
What about an ancient king?
Ancient king, pretty good. What, like a Mayan kind of kills babies?
No, like I'm thinking very much in sort of British history.
Yeah, like Brian Blessed.
Yeah,
kind of thing. Right. No, not having that. Oh no, that is it. Sorry, that's it. You go on. You got Brian Blessed.
Because he'd be like, because what'd be funny? That's what this would be like. It'd be like a fun sort of like odd couple sitcoms. We'd be hanging out, and he'd be used to the finest things.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, oh, I'm just having a sitting
that'd
around.
That'd be great. Like imagine like Friday night, you're watching telly.
Yeah.
And he's sitting there with his big bit of like chicken. Strictly Come Dancing. I remember when courts had real entertainment. Yeah. The jester used to be able to fart on demand. And then it would pan to you, and he'd be having like a microwave dinner.
Yeah.
And he'd be like, "What is this?
Why haven't you eaten several grouse by now?"
Yeah.
I don't really eat grouse because it's expensive. So.
Ah, this is a shame.
Drinking mead, spilling it everywhere.
I liked football when it was made of pigskin. That's a bit weird. I just what I liked.
Yeah,
I was a goalie. I liked the way it felt.
Entertain me. No, I'm not. Do you want to play on the Wii? I'll give you the Wii to play.
All he does is play, like, you know, sword fighting games, really, literally illustriously. I would
really likes Justin Bieber though.
That's a bit weird. You saw him once when he takes his big cloak off and he has a little Justin Bieber t-shirt on. And he went, "Oh no!"
And he took that off.
Like, how did you get that? And he went, "Justin Bieber's huge in the netherworld. He's got an online store." it's literally like the fashions in the netherworld are classic Victorian clothing and Justin Bieber t-shirts.
Justin Bieber merchandise.
Yeah, they fucking love him.
Hats and shoes.
When you get to the River Styx, it's really disconcerting. Yeah, it's Justin Bieber tracks pumping out.
Everyone's got their hair back in.
I don't know any, but...
Yeah. I'm Justin Bieber. I've got a fever. Justin Bieber, fever, weaver.
Did he say weaver? Yeah, he loves weavers.
He loves weavers. He loves weavers.
Yeah.
Tree boar mix.
That would be... I think I'd be a bit annoyed if I was at the River Styx, going to...
Justin Bieber or something.
That's the start of hell, isn't it, Styx?
I thought it was just the afterlife in general.
Okay.
Because you have to give people money by putting it on their eyes so they can pay the ferry.
Yeah. So you wouldn't want to pay to go to hell.
No.
I'm not paying for that.
But it's like paying to get a meal you don't like.
Yeah.
You know, for that,
that's right. Yeah. But I think
that's what hell would be, a meal you don't like.
That's just got an image of you arguing with death, going, "I need your coins." Why would I pay you to go to hell?
I don't like shrimp. I'm not eating this death. But it's the on-flight meal.
To be honest with you, I'm surprised you're the first person that's questioned this system.
You've got a vegetarian option. No one's ever asked before.
Everything's dead anyway. Well, it's the principle, is it? I think I'd be quite annoyed if I went to the River Styx and they're bumping out Justin Bieber on my way to. I think, I kind of want it to be like, right on the...
What about Iron Maiden or something?
I guess that's a bit more...
I think I'd prefer, operatic.
There is something, if it's like Iron Maiden or something, that, they always like hell metal bands. So there's something quite... you could kind of imagine a metal band being sort of made to play in hell. But it would be a bit scary for people who, don't like metal.
Yeah.
If you're...
Maybe you can just choose. Maybe they've got an iPod...
Yeah, because if you're like a Christian who was a very good Christian and you love electro music, the last thing you want is to be confronted by death, a river full of screaming souls, and Iron Maiden.
Yeah.
Exactly. You'd be like, "Where's Moby?"
So you'd pick from Death's iPod.
Yeah.
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 Death, why have you got...
Death's a DJ.
You've got Queen, all of Queen on here, but there's no T-Rex on here.
Yeah, yeah. What is it? I mean... Ambient music doesn't sound that good in hell. What do you mean? I'll put some on and show you. Yeah, it's a bit weird, isn't it? Yeah, it's just not strong enough.
Yeah, just panpipe sort of lift music.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool if you're going across the River Styx and it was... Or if you're just crossing the River Styx and it's sort of a... Death's just nodding his head.
Yeah.
The one guy at the back who died in ecstasy every day is still going crazy. Yeah.
It's just dubstep.
I'm loving it! This club is crazy! Steve, you died. I'm loving it, mate! Yeah, I fucking died!
Steve, nobody knows where you got those glow sticks from. We're all a bit worried.
To be honest with you, I'm starting to worry if this ecstasy will ever wear off. Steve, I love you.
I think Steve's just picked up two souls from the river and is just shaking them about, glowing.
Yeah.
And thinks that then
he's shoved a soul on each end of a twig. Just whoop whoop.
Yeah.
And they're making the whoop whoop when he shakes them.
They're loving it as well. Everyone else is annoyed.
That's pretty cool.
It's the most fun they've had.
But the weird thing is Moby's sitting next to him.
Yeah.
And he's going, "Oh, never made as much money as I could have done if I was making that sort of music."
It's the irony. Yeah. Finally appreciate
your life's over, and then suddenly you realise a new musical direction.
Right, well, I'm just going to turn the radio off then. Oh, dear. Everyone starts arguing. Right, I'll turn this boat back around. Holland and Cal, your podcast saved the village from burning.
I'm glad that we did it through the intangible means of surrealist nonsense. Apparently, it was magical fire destroyed by things that make no sense. So that makes no sense. Exactly.
So everyone's saved.
Now it makes sense. Oh, the fire's back.
So everyone's still alive. No, they all died.
But my property was saved. Thanks, Holland and Cal.
horses.
Yeah, yeah.
Two horses in a field.
And
one of them says to the other,
how many hands? And he goes, I've got hooves.
Yeah. That is really good.
Thanks. Yeah. Thanks. Yeah, Jesus.
How many hands? I've got hooves. I've got hooves, mate.